What I ever do? Huh? What I ever do? What'd you ever do? I didn't do anything but go against him. Huh? He's still saved. Ain't you glad for what he does? It's been good tonight. I enjoy the singing. Enjoy the songs. I like that new one. They've been that part of that new one. He thought I was worth saving. Yeah. I can't get a handle on that. Huh? Thought I was worth saving. Thought I was to die for. Why? Man, that's above my head. But boy, he did. I know that. He did. And I'm glad for it tonight. All right? All right. Y'all ready? Can I encourage you again tonight? You sure? Father, help us tonight, I pray. Lord, you're wonderful, great, perfect in every way. Lord, I need you. I can't do a thing without you. Lord, I ask you to empower me. Cleanse me, Lord, if anything would be like sin, anything would be hurtful to you, anything would be hindrance to this service. Lord, I pray that you might set the devil aside. He's a loser. You're the winner. Lord, I pray that you might put him in his place as you see fit. And Lord, I'm hiding behind your authority tonight. Lord, you have the authority. I'm with you. You're with me. And Lord, I ask you to set him aside out of my way tonight. Lord, I ask you to give me memory that's necessary. Touch me fresh in the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I'm asking you tonight, let the Word of God have free course. Speak to us, I pray, in Jesus' name, and amen. We all right? Can I give you more good news tonight? Can I really? Do you really want more good news tonight? All right? Now, I'm not going to make a habit of this, all right? Are you sure you want it? Are you sure? All right. Now, I know things is tough. I know it, all right? The enemy's real. I believe the enemy to be real. I've been facing him on the face-to-face battle. All right, in more ways, physically, mentally, I've been facing him. Can I tell you, he's still a loser. The battle's real. The battle is real. The closer you get, the harder the battle's going to get. Now, I don't want to discourage you with that. I'm wanting to tell you that's where you need to be. If you're a soldier, you ought to be fighting. Huh? It's like hiring somebody and not going to work. They don't ever show up for work if you're a soldier and don't fight. Are you hearing me? You're worthless if they hire you and you don't ever show up for work. Is that right? And if you're a soldier and don't fight, what good are you? Think about it. So the battle's going to be hot. It's going to be real. Can I tell you, circumstances are real. Anybody got any circumstances? I got some that I never asked for. Huh? Any of y'all got any of them? Huh? I got some situations that I never allowed I'd ever get in. Huh? Are you hearing me? Y'all ain't any of them? Y'all got any situations going on? Huh? If y'all don't, then y'all ought to stand up here and tell us how to do it. All right, because I've got circumstances, I got situations, and many times it seems like it's too much to handle. Huh? Many times I can't even comprehend it. It's bigger than I am. Huh? All right, here's how we're going to preach tonight. How to keep on going when you can't keep on going. Huh? Can I encourage you tonight? How to keep on going when you can't keep on going. Huh? So you can't quit. So I'm going to try to show you three little simple things. How to keep on going when you can't keep on going. You ever feel like quitting? Ever feel like you done took your last step? On your last leg? Breathing your last breath? Huh? How do you keep on going when you can't keep on going? Huh? Think about it. There's been times when everything was okay. There's been times we've been on the mountain. Is that all right? There have been times when we prayed and it happened, we didn't even get to say amen and it doesn't happen. Is that all right? You ever been that way? When they was being answered faster than you could even ask. He was doing it faster than you could even think about it. I've been like that. I've seen victories come, and they come so fast and so many, you didn't know which to thank him for first. Didn't know how to do it. There was just too much going on. And then, things change. Huh? Huh? Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 33 through 35. It's a hall of faith. If you go over and read, in the whole chapter, it starts out, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then as it talks about the people of faith. And then in the last part of that chapter, it don't give no names. That way nobody gets no glory and we don't have to read about their exploits. But it just says this is what happened. And it says these people who through faith subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. Now, I'm not adding nothing. I'm just reading, okay? Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens, huh? Women received her dead raised to life. That's what we just heard, huh? Don't give me no bereavement package. We're going home here in a minute, huh? Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection, huh? There's been times it's been mountaintop. There's been times it's all been good. There's been times it may not be to that extent, but we saw victories. We might have not have quenched no fire, but we saw victories. Right? We might not see no dead raised completely, but I tell you, when they said they was dead, when they said they're not going to live, huh? When they said if they do live, they'll be a vegetable. Huh? They've been told that. I've been told maybe you ought to just unplug them. Because they ain't going to mount it. You're going to have to spend thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in a special care facility. And they'll be in a vegetative state. They'll never be no good for anything. Just why don't you go ahead and unplug them? Huh? What I'm talking about, though, was quoting Scripture this week, and hey, singing how big God is this week, and He'll still tell you, Daddy, I love you. I want you to know there's been times I've watched the victory happen. I've seen the mountaintops. I've seen how big God can be and what He can do, and that's all encouraging.
Then things change.
And down in the valley we go. Could I get a witness there? Yeah. Down in the valley we go. What are we going to do when you want to quit going on? When you can't go on? Huh? What you think about it? Keep running the title over in your mind. Huh? How to keep on going when you can't keep on going? How do I keep on going when I can't keep on going? How do I keep on going? It gets bad. Huh? Hebrews 11, 36 through 39 says, and others, you know, give all the victory up here. And then it says, and others. Some of them others had trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. See, sometimes it ain't always mountaintop. Sometimes you done reached it to where I can't go no further. The valley's too deep and it's too wide. Huh? He's a God on a mountain, but where is He in the valley? Where is He at then? And we can't keep on going on. We feel like I can't go on. Now I wonder tonight, can I get a witness on I can't go any further? Huh? I don't believe you. Anybody here like that tonight? I don't believe I can go in. I've done all I can do. Here's a situation. I've done all I can do. Huh? You like that? Here's a circumstance. I've done all I can do. I can't change it. Huh? Here's a calamity or a tragedy, whatever. I can't do no more. How do I keep on going on when I don't feel like I can go on? Huh? Well, there's a way. There's a way. It's all right there. How do they keep on going? Huh? When they couldn't keep on going, how do they do it? Huh? Want to hear? When we quit? Oh, y'all want to know? Hebrews 11, 39. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, they done it through faith, received not the promise. Though they hadn't got everything yet, but they still done it through faith. Right. Hadn't got all their answers yet, but they still had faith. They didn't get back up on the mountain, but they still had faith. They didn't have the victories. They didn't see the victories, They died with cruel mockings and scourging and sawn asunder, and they still hadn't got relieved, but they still had faith. You say, how'd they do it? Well, there's three simple ways on how they done it. Well, they kept believing. They kept believing. You know how you keep on going when you can't keep on going? Huh? You keep believing. The devil would love for you to quit believing. And you say, what's the use? You just keep on believing tonight. You keep on believing. The Bible says this is how David felt. And I felt like this, Psalm 77, verses 7 through 9. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Huh? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Does His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He anger shut up these tender mercies? Selah. Think on that. That's what it says. That's how David felt. Huh? He couldn't go on. He couldn't go on. So how do you keep on going when you can't keep on going? You just keep on believing tonight because it ain't that bad, huh? Mark 9, 20 through 24. And we preached about this morning. And they brought him, speaking of a young boy, to him, speaking of Jesus. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came into him? And he said, of a child. The father's telling Jesus, it's been happening since he was a little feller. It happens all the time, huh? And look what happened. It says, and oft times it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe, huh? And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Oh, there's days that you can't believe anymore. I'm telling you how to keep on going. When you can't keep on going, is just keep believing and say, God, I believe, but I unbelieve. I'm having problems. Help me to believe. Just keep on believing tonight. That's what I'm telling you. 2 Timothy 2:13, we've used these verses all the time, don't we? If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. If I believe not, He abideth faithful. I might as well believe in that. Yeah. He abideth faithful where I believe or not, right? So how do you keep on going when you can't keep on going? Keep believing. Keep trusting Him. Keep believing Him tonight. He's not going to fail because He can't. Are you hearing me? Think about it. The next thing I want you to think about, don't only just keep on believing, but keep living right. How do you keep on going when you can't keep on going? Just keep living right. Just keep living right. Don't quit living right. Just because things are tough, don't quit living right. The answer is not going back. The answer is standing where you're at or moving forward, but don't give up no ground. Don't go back to what you was. Keep on living right. Are you hearing me? Isaiah 50, verse 10. Sometimes it seems like I live right and I don't get no help. Who is among you the fearful Lord that obeyeth the voice of His servant? We obey the voice and still walk in darkness and have no light. Come on, man. Huh? I'm doing right, but it don't seem like it's doing me any good. Huh? You ever have that? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon His God. Amen. Hang in there, keep believing. Don't quit living right. Huh? Just because it gets a little tough, don't quit living right. Because it gets a little hot, don't quit living right. Because you suffer a little persecution, don't quit living right. Get a little discouraged, don't quit living right. Get a little disappointed, don't quit living right. There's no excuse to live wrong. Live right. Do right. It don't matter. Do right tonight. Are you hearing me? Here's a good example. In Genesis chapter 39, verses 21, it's probably through 25, I forget. I didn't put it up there. But the Lord was with Joseph. We know who Joseph was in the Bible. You remember Joseph? Joseph, you're talking about a circumstance. Situation guy. Huh? Here he is, young man, minding his own business, walked with God. God shows him things and dreams and sees all these things. His father loves him. Next thing you know, his brothers hate him. Can I tell you that if you get close to God, everybody's not going to like you. Especially your family. You know that? Think about that. That's the way it is. So they took him and they sold him. They sold their brother. Huh? Think about that. Now, there's been times probably they Mooney and Daryl were Mooney and BB and Cindy wanted to sell me. Daryl probably too. Wanted to sell me. But they sold old Joseph. They sold him down there into slavery. Potiphar got him. The governor down there in Egypt, the ruler. All right? Here he is. Joseph's doing right. Doing right, trying to do right. We get like that. We try to do right and all trouble comes. We say, I don't understand. I do right and I go to church and I pay my tithes and I read my Bible. I tell everybody, look at all the trouble I'm going through. You ever say that? Why does it come my way? Here's Joseph. He's down there raising right up in the kingdom. Getting popularity to where even Potiphar didn't even think about a meal. Then he figured out Joseph is one that provided his meal. Are you hearing me? And then Potiphar's wife got after him. Get after him, trying to get him into bed. Huh? Try to run him. Joseph run. He kept doing right.
Amen.
Kept doing right. She lied on him. They throwed him in jail. Huh? Throwed old Joseph in jail. Are you listening to me? He wasn't doing nothing but right. When you feel like you can't keep on going, just keep on going tonight. Keep believing and keep living right. Because what happened? But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Now, I'll show you how good God is. You're doing right, and He'll raise you up right around everybody and bless you. And then when the world turns on you, He'll put you right in the middle of the worst case and bless you right in spite of all of them. Do you know that? Here's Joseph down there in the jailhouse. So what did the Lord do? He showed him mercy and blessed him so much that he was head of the prison while he was in jail. He was head of the government when he was in the outside. And when he was in jail, he was head of the prison house. That's pretty good, is it not? And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did, there he was the doer of it. Huh? The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand. How come? Because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. You know what Joseph done when things got rough? He kept doing right. Huh? When you feel like you can't keep on going, what do? When you can't keep on going, you keep on going anyway. And you keep on believing. And you keep on living right. It don't matter about anything else tonight. You live right. And then the third thing right quick tonight is you keep looking. You don't just keep believing. And you don't just keep living right, but you keep looking. Sometimes it's hard to look. Isaiah 38:14 says, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. I get tired of looking upward. Huh? Did you ever get tired of looking upward? I'm trying to look up, and I'm cast down. I'm trying to look up, and I'm cast down. I'm trying to be positive, and here comes old negative Ned by. I'm trying to look up. I can't do it. Well, can I tell you, you can do it tonight. I just keep on believing. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on believing. It don't matter about your situation. He's aware of where you're at. He's aware of what you're going through. He's aware of what it's going to take to help you and to mold you like Him. Are you listening to me? He's still in control tonight. The devil is not in control of your life, but the Lord's in control of your life. You keep on believing tonight, and you keep on living right. And when you can't keep on going. You hear me tonight? Just keep on. Huh? Mine eyes fail with looking upward. Oh Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. I like that part. I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. Help me. Help me. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus. Keep on looking tonight, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, huh? Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Just keep on looking tonight, looking to Him. Don't look around. Don't look down. Just look to Jesus tonight. It's going to be okay. Huh? Titus 2:13, looking, I'm going to keep looking. What I'm going to look for, I'm going to look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Circumstances can't make me quit looking. Situations can't make me quit looking. I'm going to go ahead and look because He promised, and the promises are true tonight. Are you hearing me? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God. I'm not just looking for it and I'm trying to egg it on. Huh? I'm not just looking for it, I'm trying to get it to come, even so come quickly. Lord Jesus, huh? Are you hearing me? Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Keep looking tonight. Listen, we are going through battles. And I'm going to encourage you, they're going to get worse. So hang in there. Are you hearing me? When you feel like you can't keep going on, keep going on. Don't quit tonight. Keep believing. Keep believing tonight. People say, oh, that's a bunch of foolishness. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It's faith. Faith. Everybody in here exercises faith. Huh? But some of us just faith into things that don't matter. I got faith in the one that matters tonight. I got faith in Him. Let's look on. How to keep on going when you can't keep on going? How are you going to do it? Keep believing. You going to keep believing tonight? I'm going to keep on living right. See, there's a time that it's hard to believe, so just keep on believing. And there's times it's hard to live right. So much sin around you, so much discouragement around you, so many people falling and quitting. Keep living right. If you're the only one, keep on living right. If you're the only one in your family, you do right. Young people, you do right. It don't matter what mom and dad does. You do right. You do right. Old heads, it don't matter what anybody else does. You're not too old to do right. Don't slack off. Don't quit. Huh? Don't go to the sidelines. Don't go into retirement for God. Huh? They know discharge in this war. Are you hearing me? Hang in there. Keep believing. We need some of you old heads, some of us old heads, to get back up to believe in God for miracles. Huh? Our forefathers did, and we're down to the point that we don't know if He can still do it. Huh? Well, I don't know. Keep believing tonight. Keep living right. And keep looking for Him. I'm looking. I'm looking. That's what they did. They done it by faith. They didn't have received the promise. That's what I read there in Hebrews. They were sawed asunder. Didn't get no deliverance. There may come a day that they hang us upside down. Take a cross-cut saw and cut us from the groin down to our chest cavity till we die a horrible death. That's what they did. That's what sawed us under it. Huh? Maybe they'll put us on a rack and poke a little hole next to our navel and get a hold of our intestines and pull them out and let the dogs chew on them. Huh? That's what they used to do. Huh? They say, well, you still believe? Yeah, we still believe. And there goes the guts, pulling their guts out. Huh? That's what they used to do. They hung in there. You know why? They kept believing. They kept living right. And they kept looking. And though they hadn't received the promise, they obtained a great testimony because they still believed God. And I'm here to tell you, they got a promise now. Huh? How to keep on going when you can't keep on going. How to keep on going when you can't keep on going. You hearing me tonight? How to keep on going when you can't keep on going. How do you do it? Talk to me. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep living right. And I'm going to keep looking for the Master to come. Huh? Encouraging everyone in 18. Father, you're wonderful. You're great. Ain't nobody like you. Circumstances wear us out. Situations wear us out. Pray for people and we don't see no action. We pour our hearts out and we don't see no answer. Our faith gets weak. But you said you're still in control. So Lord, help me to keep believing. Lord, the world wants me to quit. Help me to keep living right. Oh, the world will try to discourage me and say, where's the promise of your coming? I'm still looking. I'm looking for you, and I believe you're coming. God, I pray tonight that you'd encourage this family here in this church. Lord, this is our family. Lord, some of them have been going through it hot and heavy. Some of them have loathed been heavy. Some of them, their minds have been worn plumb out. God, I pray that you'd encourage their mind. Lord, you'd set the spirit of heaviness aside and give them freedom tonight. Lord, I pray for those that seem like their health has been battered them and discouraged them. God, they need a new body on order. Lord, encourage them tonight. Help us to keep believing. And oh, God, tonight, for those who seem like they want to quit, help us to keep living right. God, we can't quit. We're too close home. Help us to finish well. Help us to keep living right. Then, Lord, show us a little bit. Lord, we love to see you face to face. Lord, it's a promise. Help me to keep looking. Lord, there's some that don't look. There's some that don't believe. Oh, God, I pray tonight you might show them their sin. Show them that they're guilty. Show them that they need Jesus Christ. Then help us look at blessed hope. Thank you tonight for all that you are, for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. And amen.